This is Dr. Singh. I'm declaring from Orchards of Southgate. Patient's first name is Thomas, T-H-O-M-A-S. Last name is Meredith, M-E-R-E-D-I-T-H. Date of birth is 2/1/1975. Date of evaluation is 1/28/2022. HPI history page. Complaint psychiatric evaluation requested for management of patient's confusion. Comma, frequently getting out of bed without help, period. Poor sleep. And to assess efficacy of current medications. History of present illness. This is a 46 years old male. Who was admitted here from University of Michigan Hospital on 1/12/2022. Patient carries diagnosis of Huntington's disease, dementia, possible bipolar disorder. Bilateral osteoarthritis of knees and major depressive disorder, period. He was admitted here on a combination of Risperdal, Lorazepam, Seroquel and Mirtazapine. Period. He's also on PRN Haldol solution, Risperdal M tablets, and Lorazepam 2 mg Q4 hours PRN. Patient is a poor historian. He thought he was 40 years old. He did not know the name of this facility. He thought he was diagnosed with Huntington's disease at the age of 35. He stated that his father had Huntington's disease and so did his sister. Period. Patient stated that he has 3 children, ages 18, 7, and 6. He thought he has been married for only 5 years and acknowledged that this is his second marriage. Patient denied any auditory visual hallucinations. But gets very anxious, agitated, and conversation is often out of touch with reality. He acknowledged that he gets, quote, mad at his wife, unquote. He did not know who the current president is, and he could recall 0 out of 3 objects after 3 minutes. Peter, when I asked him what kind of hobbies he has, he reported that he plays, quote, basketball. Which under his current condition, there's no way he can play basketball. He talked about listening to country music. Yeah, I spoke to his wife, Heather, who stated that they have been married for 7 years, and she stated that at that time he was fairly functional and able to do more things, and They could go for walks, but in the past year he has had significant decline, leading to hospitalization at University of Michigan. She reports that all of these medications were adjusted at UFM hospital. She reports that he was under care of a psychiatrist and a neurologist. She stated that he had a past history of talking about wanting to take his life and was admitted to Hurley Medical Center. She reports that UFM discontinued his Ambien and also decreased his Seroquel from 200 milligram to 50 milligram at bedtime. He used to be on Klonopin, but he was switched to Lorazepam because of formulary issues. Patient's wife reported that their children are 13 and 12 and not 7 and 6 as reported by the patient. She reported that his oldest son is 25, who does some kind of machinist type of work, but is also diagnosed with Huntington's disease. Next paragraph, review of system. General choreic movements of extremities, eyes, ear, nose, throat, non-reported cardiovascular, respiratory, non-reported gastrointestinal, poor appetite, genital urinary, non-reported musculoskeletal weakness, skin, non-reported neurological, neurologic forgetfulness, endocrine, heme allergies, non-reported past psychiatric history, prior outpatient psychiatric treatment, yes, prior outpatient alcohol substance abuse treatment, denied prior psychiatric hospitalization, yes, at Hurley Medical Center and probably at University of Michigan Hospital Psychiatric Unit. Prior history of suicide attempts denied, but has had suicidal ideation in the past. Next paragraph, under social history, number of children, 3, current relationship, married, under current number of children, the ages, children are ages 25, 13 and 12. Next paragraph, current employment, unable to work. Next paragraph, medical record lab, diagnostic test, viewcrater form and chart, nursing and phone contact with patient's wife Heather. Period, patient's biological father died at 49 of Huntington's disease. His sister has Huntington's disease but a little bit more functional, and so does patient's son, who is 25 years old. Next paragraph, on under histories and habits, medical history, see medical history as reported in and HPI, surgical history not known, family history as reported, tobacco history denied, alcohol history denied, drug abuse history denied, current medications, MAR reviewed, Haldol solution 5 milligram per ml, IM Q 12 hours PRN, Risperdal solution 1 milligram twice a day, Risperdal M tablet 1 milligram every 24 hours PRN, Lorazepam 2 milligram Q 8 hours, Lorazepam 2 milligram per ml Q 4 hours PRN, Seroquel 50 milligram HS, Mirtazapine 30 milligram HS. Next paragraph, blood pressure 130 over 74, pulse 63, respiration 18. Next paragraph, general, somewhat disheveled demeanor, cooperative motor movements. Choreic movements of extremities, gait, lying in bed, speech. Slowed, mood. Anxious, thought process appears of confusion, thought content, no suicidal homicidal thought supported, level of consciousness alert, oriented to self only, memory impaired for recent events, patient could recall 0 out of 3 objects after 3 minutes, attention, concentration poor, frontal knowledge poor, insight and judgment poor, sleep and appetite poor. Next paragraph, diagnosis, under assessment plan, Huntington's disease, G10. Number two, psychotic disorder with delusion due to known physiological condition, F06.2. Plans, I would recommend continuation of Risperdal and Seroquel as prescribed upon discharge from UFM inpatient psychiatric unit. Period. I would discontinue Haldol PRN in an attempt to minimize use of antipsychotic medications. Number three, anxiety disorder due to known physiological condition, F06.4. Plans, continue lorazepam as prescribed. Number four, major depressive disorder, recurrent, moderate, F33.1. Plans continue Remeron as prescribed. Disposition, ongoing follow-up with attending physician and neurologist for management of his medical problems. Period. Patient has significant cognitive impairment and lacks capacity to make informed medical decisions. Period. Notify our service for persistent mood changes, comma, medication adverse effects. Period will follow with you. Long-term prognosis for improvement is guarded. Procedure code 99306. Under supplemental administrative or common side effects of antipsychotics, benzodiazepines, Remeron, risk-benefit statement based on findings of my assessment. Above stated goal benefits of recommended psychotropic drug intervention outweighs the risk as reported above. End of dictation.